Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Okay, welcome. We're gonna get right into it. We're not gonna waste any time. We're coming into this. You already know what we're gonna talk about. If you don't know what we're gonna talk about, you've been living under a rock, and clearly we'll just break it down for you.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Yeah,
I'm tired. Like, I'm physically exhausted from it.
I'm emotionally and physically exhausted from this as well.
Yeah, I had to take time to myself to even get my mind right. Like, I had to literally go do a form of therapy to get my mind clear.
There's a lot happening that, even though is not directly...
It's heavy.
You know, it's not directly, you know, affecting us, but it is. It should be affecting everybody. But I feel really like I have a lot... to say, and I have a lot of feelings about this. If you have me on Facebook, you know that I have a lot of feelings about this. I've been talking about this nonstop. I've been, you know, let's just get right into it. If you don't know what's been going on, you don't watch the news, you don't live in America, you don't, whatever your case may be, we've had a series of violent murders of innocent people. We'll start with July 5th, which happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alton Sterling was shot 6 times by police after he was detained, after his arms were behind his back and he was cuffed. They said he pulled out a gun, which... They said he reached for the gun, which, how could he reach for the gun when he's on the ground, can't move, knees are on him? Okay. There's 2 separate videos. I would recommend watching them, but then again, maybe not. It depends how you handle these type of things. That angered me so much more to actually watch the video than it did to read things about it. So if you haven't watched the video and you already have an opinion, I would suggest watching the video.
Everybody should watch. Because, we've all been so desensitized towards, like, any murder. Just, like, even video games and TV. To watch somebody actually get murdered is so heavy.
Very.
That it should evoke some type of an emotion from you, you know?
I feel like some people with such strong opinions on this, on the other side, not on the, you know, angry about this, but more defensive, haven't watched the video. To those people, I would say watch the video before you voice an opinion that is dumb. Sorry. Okay, moving on to July 6th in Minnesota. I can't say the TH.
Just say six.
Six. July 6th, Minnesota. Philando Castile was pulled over for a broken taillight and shot 4 times. He had informed the cop that he had a gun that was licensed, and he had the, you know, whatever paperwork you need for that. And he was reaching for his license, which the cop had asked for, and was shot 6 times. After the fact, his girlfriend in the passenger seat started live streaming everything that happened afterwards to Facebook. You can watch that video still. That one was absolutely horrific to watch as well. Even though you don't actually see anybody get shot, the aftermath is just as bad. It's just as heavy. I would definitely, you know, say watch this video so you can voice a real opinion on everything, because he was murdered. These 2 men were brutally murdered by law enforcement. There's no way around that. They were both innocently going about their day, whatever. License to carry, Second Amendment.
This has happened a lot of times before. The only reason we're not ignorant to know that this is not new.
This is not new. No.
I mean, it happened. We've had Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, but we're just saying that we're just talking about this now because it's current events. This shit's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Forever.
This is a witness. We're witnessing it, though. That's what's making it so much worse, is that there's video proof of these things now. That seeing it invokes the outrage that there is right now. Without it, we wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, this age of technology allows us to be literally instantly connected to what's going on. So that's actually, I mean, that's... I brought this up in the podcast once before when the Vietnam War was going on. And really, nobody knew what we were doing. And then Walter Cronkite decided to air it on national TV and saw us burning down villages just for no reason. And people were outraged, you know. So once people start seeing it on their TVs or on their cell phones, they start to acknowledge it a little more.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. July 7th, cops shot... I guess it was on the 7th. Cops were shot by a sniper.
Horrible.
Who was angry. Obviously... was angry about everything and that had happened, took it amongst himself to get on a rooftop and target police that were protecting protesters for the Black Lives Matter movement that was happening. Yeah. So, again, terrible. Innocent lives being taken just from hate in their heart and misunderstanding and just too many factors go into everything that's happening. There's too much hate between law enforcement and blacks, and then people taking amongst themselves to take, you know, their rage out on others, which is never okay. We don't want violence. Nobody wants people to die. You know, we want justice. We want understanding. We want compassion for everybody. Mm. Cops shouldn't have to die. Innocent Black people shouldn't have to die. Innocent white people shouldn't have to die. Innocent Chinese people shouldn't have to die. Nobody should have to die just because someone hates them or just because someone doesn't like how they look and that they're scared that they might do something to them. It's all about fear.
Yeah.
These cops are fearful, not because of their actions, but because of their skin color. That's just it right there. These men did nothing to them. They weren't fleeing. They weren't endangering these cops' lives. They were just black.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of... I think there's two arguments, and it's cops versus, you know, minorities, and it's also mostly has to do with white privilege. So if you dive into the cops versus minorities, it has a lot to do with training and, you know, the mantra that police departments preach, which is minorities are dangerous. And if you see a black guy selling CDs that... in front of a bodega type situation, he's probably dangerous. And that's just a mantra that's taught in these police academies and whatnot. But I think, and it's silly to think that if you're on the say a Black Lives Matter side, that you're pro Black Lives Matter does not mean you're anti-cop. Hmm. And if you're pro cop, doesn't mean you're anti Black Lives Matter. That's a silly, ignorant statement. I'm pro Black Lives Matter because obviously white privilege is definitely a thing, and I'm definitely pro cop. Cops are braver than me and you. That's a fact.
100%.
When a fire is going on in a building, whatever. If something's going on, they're going into the building. We're running away. That's a fact. Cops are braver than us. But as a civil servant, when you're given a weapon that has the power of God on your hip, then you're required to, you're at a higher level of justice. You're required to use that weapon when needed. It's not willy-nilly pull it out and kill whoever is black or Mexican or what have you. So there's a bigger problem than blacks versus cops. It's not blacks versus cops. It's fixing the cop system. It takes 21 weeks to become a cop. 21 weeks.
How much is that? How long is that?
Not long enough. It takes more years to study teeth. Mm. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
To study teeth. To study anything. It took me 3 years to go through air conditioning school.
Mm.
To learn how to fix a compressor or a fan. But they get guns on their hips. Again, the power of God. I'm not a religious guy, but...
That's deep.
could take your life in an instant, and it takes 21 weeks. I might be wrong on the weeks. It might be plus or minus, but it's again, it takes longer to study teeth. So the cops situation, I mean, the cops versus blacks is silly. Cops are braver than us. They're okay. Mostly great people.
Let's go back to white privilege, because
we're
not
going back. We're on cops now. You want to talk about white privilege is a different argument.
We're talking about white privilege because you mentioned it a few times in your
go
little
for it.
Rant. I don't think a lot of people know what that is or understand, especially white people who think white privilege is a made up thing. It's imaginary. Let me fill you in real quick. Right, white privilege is 1,000% a thing. If a white man was out there selling CDs, nothing. We would not even be hearing about this. This would have been a 1-2. How do you do? Go about your day. If a white man got pulled over with a broken taillight, with a gun, we still wouldn't be having this conversation. White people can get away with murder. That is a thing. That is true. George Zimmerman killed a black boy for no reason other than he was wearing a hoodie and he's on the street. That's white privilege. If you're confused about this and you're white, go out there. Do something. You'll get away with it.
White privilege.
You'll be all right.
White privilege ranges so deep. And if you don't have any black friends or date anybody that's black, those are the people that don't know it. I've stood in the street with my black friends, and it goes from simple as not being able to get a cab. These are young kids dressed nice and not able to get a cab. It goes as simple as sitting in a restaurant while everybody else gets served, and they're still waiting for their pizza. Gino's, Delhi, New York. It goes as simple as that to as complex as taking away black culture's achievements in media. You have Gods of Egypt and Jake Gyllenhaal is playing a pharaoh. Pharaohs were not white. That's a violent thing to take away a black person's achievements. It demeans them as a race. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very simple thing. My brother has a lot of black friends too. They see a cop car, they take their hats off because they have to. They feel threatened every time they pass a cop car. I mean, they probably are doing some extracurricular activities as well, but still.
But still, none of which extracurricular activities constitutes being shot dead where you stand. Because what? Because what could they possibly be doing?
No.
Smoking a joint?
Nobody, white, black, whatever, deserves to be shot and killed. And okay, so you want to bring up an argument that Alton Sterling had all these prior convictions, and
that's absolutely ridiculous.
Whatever he did in the past, it doesn't mean he might not have been guilty in the past, but everybody deserves a fair trial, a fair shake.
Mm.
So, you know, that's silly. That's a silly argument. There's a lot of arguments, you know, the cops versus blacks and stuff like that. It's very silly. If you don't see what's going on, then, you know.
So I want to address the, so white privilege, okay. Blind cop supporters, you think are those people who don't know what white privilege are, who just are like, the cops are in the right, they knew what they were doing, I'm pro cop, anti-black, like those people don't know what white privilege is or don't think what white privilege is a real thing, or what's that? What's the deal with that?
I don't think it's a real thing. They're ignorant.
They're definitely ignorant.
Yeah. They don't think it's a real thing. But I think a majority of white people don't think it's a real thing. Is that word correctly?
I guess.
They don't think white privilege is a real thing. I mean, it's so unbelievably silly.
My thing is, I was on heavily on Facebook throughout this entire week, you know, with everything happening. I was posting, reposting, sharing, whatever I could to, you know, be active, be vocal, be, you know, outraged by these things. Before cops were even shot, before cops were in danger or whatever happened on the 7th when cops were actually killed, people started getting angry that cops were shot, but were not even like in the light, in the even upset, shed any type of feeling when innocent Americans, whether they're black or whatever, they're Americans. They were slaughtered by police and you don't say anything. But six cops end up being murdered and now you're angry at black people.
Well,
but where were you when innocent black people were getting murdered? Those are fellow Americans. Those are people too. Those are innocent lives being taken. Where were you?
Well, no matter what, I think you should feel grief for either side, whether you feel grief for both sides or not. I don't know if those are necessarily the people that are misinformed. I think those people...
Arrogant as well. Ignorant. Sorry, not arrogant.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Maybe they don't want to express it when the other side dies. Maybe it's... Maybe they feel threatened because police are supposed to be social... civil servants, but I don't know. It's a weird thing.
And also, we got to address the Black Lives Matter versus the All Lives Matter.
Oh.
That has to stop.
You want to know what that is? I'm going to tell you what that is. That's four people sitting at a table. Three of them are white, one is black. The three white guys get their food. The one black guy gets his food, he says. The one black guy doesn't get his food, he says, Black Lives Matter. They say no. The three white people say no, all lives matter.
No.
And the black guy still doesn't get his food.
No.
That's what that is.
That is one house on a block on fire and a fire truck comes and pours water on all the houses except the one on fire.
Well, that would insinuate that you're extinguishing something, that you're doing good. I'm saying this, mine is better because he's not getting anything.
I don't know. Yes, all lives fucking matter. But at this time, are all lives being endangered? No. Only the black people are endangered.
Black
Only
males.
The black lives are being endangered. Yes, your fucking mom's life matters.
I
your
forgot
fucking
about
dad's
the all lives
life
matter.
Matter. Your fucking dog's life fucking matters. We know all your motherfucking lives matter. But right now, black people, black lives are the ones that fucking matter. Get that through your head. Just get that one thought. If you take anything away from this entire podcast about this entire thing, take that. Know that we fucking know. Think about us for once. For fucking once.
Word.
Sweating.
Word. Does that sound black when I say word?
No.
Well, I was trying to fit in.
And you saw what the fuck is his name? Rothenberg? From the Hot 97?
Rosenberg.
Club? Rosenberg. You saw what he said?
Yeah, that's a big problem. Although, I did hear the mayor of, where did the second guy get shot?
Minnesota.
The mayor of Minnesota said, hey, if he wasn't white, I don't think this would have happened. So, I'm so happy he owned up to that. That is awesome.
That's a mayor who said that?
Whatever they are. I'm pretty sure he's the mayor.
The police chief? No.
No, he's the mayor.
Okay.
That's huge. But yeah, cops not owning up to be like, damn, I think that guy fucked up is a big issue. When you can't notice your own flaws, how are you supposed to fix any flaws?
The thing is that attitude, that perception that they have that they're never in the wrong is why nothing ever gets done, why there's never any justice. It's because they have so many people backing their mistakes. When mistakes are made, there should be consequences. When there are no consequences, these things will continue to happen.
Yeah, the only way anything gets fixed in life is consequences. And the consequences of your actions should always outweigh the action itself. So comprehend that for a second. Your consequences of your actions should always outweigh the action itself. If you murdered somebody, then the consequences should be as equal as the murder. You should go in prison for life and never be able to see your family again.
Yep.
And it's scary to look at. There's been zero indictments in the last 10 or 12 murders. The only indictment they've had is the guy that filmed the Eric Garner guy. He was filming and he had a gun on him. So he got 4 years in prison. That's been the only indictment.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
We saw Tamir Rice playing with a toy gun, and in less than 3 seconds, the cop pulled up, killed him, and done. And nothing. That's on video. Eric Garner was choked out, said he couldn't breathe with an illegal chokehold. Nothing. It's really
paid
insane.
Paid administrative leave as well. Just saying.
If there's no consequences, how you can't fix anything.
Nothing will get fixed until people start realizing when like the cop himself should come forward and say, I'm wrong. I'm in the wrong. I understand what I've done. And I don't deserve that, to be, you know, a police officer, have a gun.
That brings up another issue in itself, is that they don't even like to release these guys' names or faces. I mean, technically, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but they committed a crime. And, you know, the second they blew this guy up in Dallas with a robot, his face was plastered everywhere. Mm. What happened to the
and at first they posted up the wrong guy. Did you see that?
Yeah, but whatever.
Still, they're just gonna claim this black guy did it.
The dude was walking around with a big ass rifle, so I don't know.
I mean, license to carry in Dallas, you can walk around like that whenever.
To be honest, besides all this talk, that should be illegal. Yeah, he was walking around with a military weapon. But anyway,
I mean, hey,
that's insane.
One more thing about white privilege. One more thing. You remember that bitch? What the fuck was her name? The one that's in hiding now. She killed her daughter. She buried her like, by the pool.
Something with a J, Jack.
Whatever the fuck. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. This shit happened in Florida like maybe 9-8 years ago. Whatever. I don't even want to say her name. She doesn't even deserve her name to be ever said by anybody ever again. That's white privilege. She murdered her daughter.
Let's talk about, they found
the bones. They had so much evidence, and she's walking on the street just like George Zimmerman.
Let's talk about something more recent. We talked about it recently with the kid that was accused of Brock.
Oh, forget it. Where was the outrage then?
He got 6 months because the judge said he wouldn't be able to fare in prison.
That's funny. That's white privilege, if you didn't fucking know already.
And meanwhile, you know, you got guys like the Central Park Five, those five black guys that were wrongly convicted of rape and thrown in prison for like fucking 20 years. It's insane. But whatever. I don't know. I'm getting angry. I'm tired.
I'm past the point of angry. I've been confronted on this. I've been attacked on this, on these topics. I've been, you know, I don't understand where people get off fighting over something like this. Don't fight me on this podcast. Don't fight me on my opinions. Don't fight me on the shit I post on Facebook. If you want to talk about this, come and talk to me about this. I can have a real straight up conversation with anybody. But to say and go on to voice your own opinions about me and say that I'm a racist and that I'm a cop hater and I hate everybody and I'm a righteous black woman, you're wrong. You're 1,000% wrong.
Well, you should be a righteous black woman.
I guess, you know, it's not a bad thing to be a righteous black woman, but that's not something that I'm claiming to be. That's not something I'm trying to make myself out to be.
Well, I'm always down to a conversation.
I just feel like there's too much misunderstanding and that there's too much people going back and forth with some Facebook muscles. And if you want to talk about this, I'm ready to go. Let's talk.
I'm always down to have a conversation, especially if somebody else has a differing of opinion, because maybe I can give you some facts that can sway you into, you know.
There's no swaying somebody who's so ignorant to the fact that they're living in a world where they only care about themselves and their race, that they'll overlook the lives of others.
No, there is, because I mean, I if people even listen to this podcast, they could get a hint of it. A lot of people just don't. They never experience it. They don't have black friends. They don't have black people in their lives where they could say, "Hey, listen, how have you felt injustice in your life?" And I mean, like I said, it's as simple as standing on the corner waiting for a cab.
It'll take them
when you're in a tailored suit.
It'll take them having something like this happen to someone they know for it to really affect them.
Yeah.
Like if something like this were to happen to me, maybe people in your family would understand better what it is like to be targeted over my skin color.
Yeah.
What it's like to, you know, I work at a store. Yeah. I work at a makeup store, and all the time I'll ask a woman if she needs help. No, I don't need any help. 2 seconds later, a white girl's helping her. She didn't want me to help her because I'm black.
Well, yeah, that's the simplest of the simple, you know, in the injustice that you see.
There's people following me around in stores when I go shopping.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of a sudden I'm stealing because I'm black? Yes. That's what they think. They think I'm stealing because I'm black.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I'm pushing a baby in a stroller, doesn't matter if I have no pockets, you know, no wallet, no bag or anything, but still I'm stealing.
And if you're right now you're scoffing because you're like, "Oh, I'll stop it already." If you're tired of hearing about it, imagine how fucking exhausting it is living it.
True. Very true.
So stop. You'll never
know. You'll never know until you know somebody who this happens to. That's when maybe you'll understand. But until then, I don't know what to tell you. Read a fucking book.
I think people that don't listen to, like, don't know us personally would think I'm black.
Yeah, I think they do. James, if you didn't know, his last name is Rothman, and he's fully white.
Yeah.
All his friends are black, though. Every single one. I don't think you have one white friend.
I used to, but they turned out to be
pieces of shit.
Like all you whiteys. Kill whitey.
And I think people who listen to this also think that I'm white.
Oh, because you have a proper way of speaking about yourself, which is another
misconception. I mean, I guess, which is another huge misconception. If you didn't already fucking know, I'm black and I'm proud.
Did you see that D. Ray McKesson got arrested marching in Baton Rouge? He's one of the big time leaders of the Black Lives Matter.
Yes, I movement. Saw that.
Yeah. But, I want
to
bring
up... We have the right to protest if you didn't fucking know.
I want to bring up another point, too.
That's legal. We can protest.
How the media portrays these peaceful protests. You see these guys in SWAT outfits and fucking whatever these weapons are called. I don't even know what they're called. Go on YouTube and Google when the University of Kentucky or Duke won the championship. And look at these white guys, probably black guys, too, flipping cars and starting fires and robbing storefronts. And then go Google a Baton Rouge protest, how they're just saying, "We want justice, we want peace." I mean, the contrast is unbelievable. And you don't see one SWAT military looking motherfucker at the University of Kentucky celebration.
Mm-mm.
Just go Google it, go YouTube it and compare. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm sure they arrest people at the basketball one.
Yeah, but you think they shoot them dead?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think they shoot them dead at the protest, too, do they? I don't think that's happened recently.
I'm just saying.
No, I know what you mean, but yeah, I'm the...
Also, you don't have to shoot to kill. These cops don't know how to shoot to injure.
I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. Let's. I'm going to put myself in a cop's shoes, and I'm fighting. Alton Sterling was a big dude. He was a big.
They're
dude.
Not fighting him. But no, let's okay. just say. I understand.
And I know there was two cops. Two always will outweigh one. But say I was one on one with him, and I really couldn't take him down. And I'm nervous because I'm a cop. I don't have proper training. And I'm like, damn, I feel a gun. Maybe he's gonna pull out a gun. I don't know. In my heart, I think I would just shoot him in his leg. Maybe
shoot him in the foot.
I don't know. That's just my. I don't. Again, I'm not a cop. And admittedly, you guys are all braver than us. But I'm just saying, what? I don't know, man. I'm thinking maybe in the arm, the shoulder. I don't know.
No, because that I'm just gonna
put the head of my gun on your chest and just shoot three bullets and then or whatever six. He got three.
He got shot six times.
But oh my God, like I don't know. I see him reaching for a gun. Boom in the leg. I'm pretty sure it's gonna stop you.
And one time is more than enough to shoot somebody. When you're trying to, you know, disarm them or,
well, that
you know.
That goes back to proper training when they just can't control their adrenaline. I mean, you hear these cops and they're just so nervous after in these videos, especially the one that shot the guy in the car. He was like, he just was so nervous. He just didn't know what to do.
He was distraught, which he should be. He just shot a man to death for getting his license out.
Yeah. For a broken taillight.
For a broken taillight. If you're not angry, what the fuck are you? Like, honestly, after all this, I feel a lot better. I'm really glad that I have a platform to speak on and inform people and get a lot of this off of my chest. But, like, hearing this, if you're not angry, if you're not enraged by these accounts that have been happening, you are, I'm sorry, a fucked up person. Just you just need therapy. You need to, you know, find some respect for human life. Watch the video. Watch the fucking video. These people are getting killed like animals.
Yeah, and a big thing too is, like, you know, we're all we're all guilty of this, but excuse me. We all need to get more involved in the situation. Like, right now we have a platform to reach people that probably have differing of opinions than us, which will, I think, helps in the long run. But just to, you know, make the guy a hashtag and just tweet about it, it doesn't help anything. I would love to help somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just get out there and march. I don't know. Do anything. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I have a mixed daughter and I have a black girlfriend. And I know it's predominantly black males that this happens to, but it could easily be either one of you. So I do feel scared. I do feel scared. And okay, so let's talk about what could a solution be to all this. My opinion, it's a scary opinion. I don't think anything's gonna happen until a generation like ours or younger than us, because they're more quote woke unquote than the older generation is. The older generation was raised in a different time where all these ideals were kind of warped. So I think the younger generation are the only ones that can come in and really make a difference. You know, political way, social justice way, anyway. They're just more socially aware than the older generation is.
I think everybody should...
In the meantime, I don't think anything will happen.
I think if everybody made an effort and got involved and were being vocal and being, you know, proactive about things, things would change. They have no other choice. If we're marching every day, they have no choice but to make a change.
Yeah, but the scary thing is with that is this has happened before, and then it slowly fizzles.
It fizzles until it happens again, and then we do it all over again. And then it
slowly fizzles.
And then it fizzles out again.
I mean, it happened in the 60s when blacks were setting Watts on fire because black people got beat up in their car. We need to just not let it fizzle.
It'll take an indictment for this to go away. But as long as we're keeping it alive and we're talking about it and we're being, you know, proactive, trying to see a change, then I think that's what.
But even not, I mean, even indictment or not, we have to do something to force the indictment.
How many people you think out there marching are just marching to catch Pokemon?
Serious just, question. You know what? It's not dumb to kill two birds with one stone. I mean, if you honestly feel like there's a social injustice going on, and you're like, hey, I'll march and I'll keep Pokemon Go open while I march, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I hope you got a battery charger on you because, Pokemon Go, I have to say, a great idea. Not for me, though. I can't see myself. Oh, see, getting a black man right now.
Oh, shut up.
I don't see a point in the Pokemon Go for myself. Y'all out there playing, good for you. I'm not one to walk outside. I don't like grass. I don't like bugs. I'm not about to be out there in a field. But go ahead. Got a game for you, though. If you want to play a fucking game, you can go play the Ramsey...
Chef game is so fun.
The Ramsey Dine and Dash. But you kind of got to... I'm good.
You kind of got to be a fan of Gordon Ramsay. Like, me and you like his show. Yeah. So it's like...
He curses at you.
But the problem with... Pokemon Go to me is that, like, video games were created for the lazy person, and now it's like, damn, you guys released this new game and I gotta get up. It's all fine and dandy for the fatties out there, but come on, man, this shit was, video games were created just to sit on your couch and be lazy.
I caught one the first day I opened it, and I haven't opened it since because
I caught a few.
I'm not, you know, I'm more about the Gordon Ramsay Dine and Dash. I was at that game.
I was never a video game guy. Anyway, yeah, I'm exhausted.
So I feel a lot better. I got a lot off my chest. A lot of you know how I feel now.
We're not going to edit this. Like, put anything cool in.
This is 100% raw, unedited. Take it as you want it. If you never want to listen again after this, I mean...
No, don't. Adios, amigos. Don't say that. Don't say that because you should listen to this, and you should always have an open mind. And if you claim that you're intelligent in any type of way, then you should always accept opposing opinions. I mean, I know I do. I'm not a religious guy, but when people bring up religious things, I listen. So I'm just saying that, you know, just have an open mind and listen to what we got to say and what other black people have to say. And maybe it'll change your opinion.
If anybody would like to come on the podcast next week and rebut or whatever you want to do, you want to agree, you want to disagree, I mean, by all means, maybe we'll open a phone line. We can talk about it, whatever. This is definitely going to be an ongoing topic for us. This is not going to go away. All black lives matter. Your life fucking matters too, but we're going to keep this going. So
for sure.
Thanks for listening today. I'm sorry it was had to be all about this, but you know we got to do what we got to do. We got to go now.
Peace.
See you on another time.